BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to suck up!
Waller Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what your thoughts on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you.
Sir Mimlane Promo.com. I am Sir Rockin, joined as always by the one and only Lindsay Ward.
Hello!
And we have 3 long hours of Monday Night Raw to get into tonight.
Oh my god, were they long?
This, folks, is what happens when you come back from Europe. You get a pretty good, decent show.
They did, but you could tell everybody was so exhausted.
Yeah, you really could. You really, really could. Monday Night Raw opened up tonight with Big E Langston and Zeb Coulter in the ring, and then out came Ricardo Rodriguez wearing his Zubaz pants.
It's Throwback Monday!
Throwback Monday. Oh, Ricardo got them trending. Go, Ricardo.
Only he could do that.
Only he can. This was an interesting contest. You had Ricardo and try to fight off Big E. He, at one point, threw a bucket at Big E, and it bounced right off his head, which was funny.
The fact that Big E no sold that was amazing.
Coulter tried to work with Ricardo. It didn't work out. He tried to work with Big E. It didn't work out. We had Ziggler get involved. We had Swagger get involved. Alberto get involved. And then we had Coulter try to beat Ricardo. Couldn't get the job done. Coulter tried for a 1-2-3. But no. AJ came in and, well, grabbed the ref's arm. She just, like, slid in and made sure it didn't hit the mat. And then the ref just placed his arm across her chest.
Mm-hmm.
Strategically.
Very strategically.
Hey, that's a good place to put it. Anyway. Ricardo was able to schoolboy Zeb Coulter for the victory, which means Alberto Del Rio gets to pick the stipulation for the World Heavyweight title match at Extreme Rules.
I wonder what he's gonna pick.
They've been teasing it, and we'll find out later in the show tonight. Solid opener. Nothing to write home about. It was fun. A fun little match with those three.
It was a nice, fun way to start the show, and it was a good setup for later.
Mm-hmm. And Ricardo's awesome, so.
And Ricardo's awesome, so.
Now, in the probably the best moment of 2013, non-story related, you have John Cena and the Make-A-Wish partnership footage shown from the Today Show where he invites a boy named Nick to Monday Night Raw.
Dude, if this didn't make your heart go three sizes bigger and bring a little tear to your eye, I don't know what the hell is wrong with you. I mean, seriously, this was just like all kind of warm and fuzzy awesomeness.
Now, the best part of it was when the kids had wrestler names.
That was so cute!
The first kid called himself The Eliminator, which was awesome. Which got trending, by the way. The Eliminator was trending on Twitter, so congrats. The kid from the Today Show, Nick, he was Nick the Stitch. And the third kid named Logan was Lightning Logan. Fun. This was just fun. Heartwarming. Nice segment.
This is really well done. It was very classy by WWE to do it like this. And it showed, really showed their commitment to the cause. Mm-hmm. Didn't just show Cena's commitment to it, it showed their commitment to it, which was pretty awesome. And again, warm and fuzzies all the way around.
And thank you, WWE Universe, for not booing the segment.
Sure. Yes, thank you for not booing the kids. That's greatly appreciated, because Cena asked for them to, you know, make them feel what it's like to be at Monday Night Raw, and you're like, oh God, okay. Please don't boo. Don't boo. Don't boo. Don't do it.
Yeah. So, nice little feel-good moment. So then we get back into the meat and potatoes of Raw. It is Randy Orton and Cody Rhodes in a really nice match.
It was. It was a great match. By the way, the guy who had the my wife thinks I'm at Bible study sign in the crowd, That's amazing.
Yeah. That was really awesome. These two had a really good match. They know how to work with one another. When you saw the match first come out, okay, it's Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes. It's going to be like 5 minutes. And Randy's going to squash him. That was not to be. They really worked it. They about 16 minutes in total. Good back and forth. Nice false finishes at the end with Cody Rhodes hitting the crossroads for almost 3 count. Then he went for the disaster kick, but took an RKO for the victory for Randy Orton.
Yeah, and it was nice to see these two get time. Especially Cody get time, because, like we said, they put together a really nice, competitive match. Probably could have gone on pay-per-view and it would have been okay.
Mm-hmm. Really good match. Really, really good match. Post-match, we had Matt Striker talk to Randy Orton. Orton basically said he's feeling a bit more extreme, and then hit an RKO again on Cody Rhodes. Okay. Seems like we're building something between him and show at some point.
Which is fine. We may see them show up in Extreme Rules.
Quite possibly, because, you know, he's feeling more extreme.
He is.
We then have the Bells warming up. They talk about how they were not on Raw last week. They were promoting the new reality show, Total Divas, coming this July on E!, if you haven't heard, called Total Divas. We then come back from break. It is Brie Bella taking on Naomi. Wasn't bad. It was there. It was a match.
Could the Bella's outfits get any smaller? I mean, seriously, we almost had Bella ass.
We almost did, but, well, we had the Bellas do twin magic, and they were able to pin Naomi for the victory. But this probably has to be the first time in history, so we have a history-making moment here on Raw, that someone was disqualified for having a boob job.
About damn time.
The referee noticed that they were different, so he reversed the decision, causing disqualification. Naomi wins the matchup.
Finally! We know what the ref was looking at.
Her boobs. Just pointing that out.
Hey, you gotta check them.
Always.
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 By the way, those itty-bitty spaghetti straps, I don't know how they were holding those suckers in, but well done to them. Because, like, wait, she's gonna wrestle with that top on? Okay!
Oh, so Matt, your dad is checking out the Bellas now? Anyway, moving along.
Wow. He wasn't at... Good to know!
Clearly, if he was checking out the Bellas, he was not at Bible study. Yeah. Love our chat room. Love it. Anyway, moving on. Come back, hour number two. The Shield is in the ring. Ambrose began saying that when they arrived in WWE, they vowed to bring justice to an unjust world, which is exactly what they've done. Seth Rollins said they have torn down the walls brick by brick, and he said not a person in their way has been able to stop them. As a matter of fact, they've changed the course of WWE history when they stopped Ryback from becoming WWE champion. Which showed a picture of Ryback. Reigns spoke next. It was just the beginning. He said no one can stop them, not even the Great One. Which they didn't show a picture of The Rock. Not even the Big Show. Not even a warrior in Sheamus. And not even the champ, John Cena. Ambrose said those men are mortal, but they basically put out some justice to the immortal, the Undertaker. He said Taker is now a victim after being the symbol of justice for too long. Reigns then said quietly, rest in peace. And we got a nice little recap of what happened on Friday Night SmackDown, where The Shield took out The Undertaker. Thoughts so far?
Which was still impressive as hell.
It was. If you haven't seen it, check out the video on WWE.com. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Back live, Ambrose said justice doesn't care if you're undefeated at WrestleMania, if you're the champ, or who you are, because it strikes without justice and without mercy. Rollins said justice is not forgotten about Ryback and Cena either. And then, out of nowhere, the three-man band appeared. Poor guy. Slater told Shield to shut up and reconsider who they have business with tonight. McIntyre asked who they think they are, noting that they were mere seconds away from showing Triple H how they rock and roll, but no, Shield crashed their party. Ginger said, now they rock their faces. Yes, he really said, now they rock their faces. 3 and Big get in the ring, they brawl, Shield beats them down, out comes Kane and Daniel Bryan, they chase the Shield out of the ring, and then Kane and Daniel Bryan use the Shield as, not the Shield, the three-man band as whipping boys to get out their anger and beat the hell out of them as the crowd clearly was chanting, yes, yes, yes.
I was gonna say, Baby Brother's gotta get the hurting on the Shield for Big Brother.
Mm-hmm. Kane had a man and he was ready to explode tonight.
Which was awesome!
I liked the segment, even though it was three-man band coming to the ring and trying to look tough.
Three-man band did their job, but yeah, it's like, you're sitting there, it's like, alright, there's the Shield, they're talking about kicking Taker's ass, so it's cue team hell no, have them come out, and instead it's a three-man band, and you're like, huh?
What? What's going on here? What? But yeah, good segment. Nice little segment for the show. Backstage, we have John Cena getting his right ankle taped by the trainer. Then Ryback walked in. Ryback told Cena that he could tape up his ankle all he wants, but it won't matter in their feud. Cena said he's hurt, not injured, and probably more effective on one leg than Ryback is on two. Ryback replied that he can't take that chance and walked away. What is up with the Ryback?
He's being a pain.
He is. We got a nice little recap of the Brock Lesnar Triple H Steel Cage Showdown for Extreme Rules. And then we got shameless promotion for Domino's Pizza. They have this pizza tracker thing, and, well, Jerry Lawler's now waiting for his pizza.
Is it wrong I wanted to see Hornswoggle run up and grab the pizza and run off with it?
No, that would have been funny. That really would have been funny. But back from break, we have, it is Dolph Ziggler taking on the U.S. champion, Kofi Kingston. It's not, it's champion versus champion non-title contest. Really good match between these two.
Especially, it was. It was a great match.
The finish was really hot. Nice spots all the way around. You somewhat believe Kofi could possibly get the job done against Dolph Ziggler, but no. It was Dolph Ziggler pulling out the zigzag for the victory. Really, really good stuff.
Yeah, this is a great match, and again, it got time.
Yeah, we got about 13 minutes between these two. Another long, competitive match. Which is what you want on TV. After the match, Big E beat down Kofi Kingston with not one, but two big endings.
Poor Kofi.
And with Dolph Ziggler screaming, you know, that's what we do. We then come back from break and we have Ziggler, Big E, and AJ walking around backstage, talking up their victory. They bump into Caitlyn and Natalya. Caitlyn and AJ exchange some barbs back and forth, which will probably set up an eventual match between the two. Then Caitlyn said, by saying she's not holding back this time around, you know, she was naive before, this time she's not. She told AJ to take the title from her. Yeah, she wants her to take it from her, so we're probably going to get it. Then suddenly, random man walks around with and hands has a gift in his hand, and, well, AJ takes it. They get it for her, and thanking Ziggler for it, but it wasn't from Ziggler. But it was for Caitlyn instead, and Caitlyn pulled out the present, and it's a hat.
A spiky hat.
That somehow matched what she was wearing currently.
She has a stalker!
She must have. So there's a, she has a secret admirer, as it were, at this point.
It's you, isn't it, Rock?
No, it's not me, no. Everyone on Twitter was claiming it was them. Which was funny. Oh, but there's one other thing I want to mention before we continue. Go back to the Ziggler-Kofi Kingston match. You had JBL and Michael Cole going back and forth. Whether it was Zigglypuff or Ziggles.
That was amazing!
Forgot about that. I was like, huh? Oh yeah, there's that.
Oh, it's you, Matt? You're stalking Caitlyn? Okay.
So we now know where it came from. It's Matt Goldberg. Is the one. So Matt's gonna start to big time us as he gets his appearance on Monday Night Raw soon.
Yep.
So yeah, we're nice little tease for the AJ Caitlyn match and the intrigue of who it is, the secret admirer. We have Brad Maddox and Vicky Guerrero talking backstage. Ryback stormed in and said he's not facing the Shield alone, just like every other time Cena has been involved. Ryback then, well, looked at Vicky and she said she agreed and booked Shield versus Ryback and Team Hell No in a 6-man tag. Ryback should have said no and said he's been there and done that before and it's Ryback rules. And he said no and just walked off.
I swear he has the charisma of a carrot.
Oh, it's now Movie Matt.
Oh, it's Movie Matt. Ooh.
Ooh, fancy, fancy, fancy.
Yeah, they're trying to do something with Ryback that just isn't really working, in my opinion. It's like you want to look at him and be like, who the hell are you to walk out on a match?
I know, right? Up next, Jack Swagger, and Zack Ryder, they gave Zack Ryder a microphone. And he put over Ricardo Rodriguez.
Like you do.
Like you do. Like any good company man you would do. Put over the guy who's actually over and not yourself. Sort of had a competitive match. Kind of, sort of. Swagger won. With the ankle lock. Or Patriot lock, as it were. It was there.
Hey, you know what? Ryder was on Raw. That's all that matters.
Ryder was on Raw and he got in some offense. I guess that's all that matters.
Could he be getting a push?
No. Sorry to break the news for you. No. We have, during commercial break on the WWE app, WWE Active, Ryback was scheduled to be interviewed by Matt Striker, and he just walked away. And walked out of the building. So, no more Ryback. He's gone. He's left. He's done.
Smartest decision ever.
Mark Henry in the ring with a rope. Said yes for two opponents. So out comes Tensai. It's tug of war, not a bull rope match. Sorry. JBL or call. Not call or King. It was a tug of war. Mark Henry won the tug of war against Tensai. Then Akane Brothers Clay. Mark Henry won. Throughout this, Michael Cole, somewhat how, thanks to Wikipedia, became a tug of war expert.
Which made me pity him on so many levels.
Yeah. Then, Mark Henry was done, ready to go. Out came Sheamus. Said, you know, you said two people, why not one more, bro? Or other, whatever he said, fella.
Fella.
Fella. Wrong show. Fella.
Fella!
So we had Mark Henry, Sheamus, in the tug of war. Mark Henry almost won. Sheamus lets go. Mark Henry falls on his face. On his ass, I should say, then gets kicked in the face. So there you have it. It was tug of war on Raw.
This was the moment that you could tell everybody was just really tired and they said to hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
And booked the show as easily as they possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
This was that moment. It's like we're all dead on our feet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a tug-of-war contest instead.
Hey, yeah. It worked. It sets up the match.
It sets up the match, but it's just like... tug-of-war, really. We're on Monday Night Raw, heading into a pay-per-view. We're going to do a tug-of-war contest. Okay!
backstage, Brad Maddox was talking... with Vicky and come Daniel Bryan Kane. They said Kane said it looks like Bryan and Vicky are back to making this a handicap match with the Shield against the two of them. Vicky said if that's what they want, then that's what they got. Kane just sort of was pissed off and, well, they had no other choice but to, you know, give them what they want. So we have a handicap match scheduled for our main event, Shield versus Daniel Bryan and Kane. But, Vicky whispered sweet nothings into Brad Maddox's ear. Oh, no wonder I'm trying to sit here and talk and I am not, you know, being turd because her internet dropped. Awesome. No wonder I was sitting here alone. Anyway, moving right along here on the Raw Post Show presented by PWMania.com and MimLanePromo.com. If you're just tuning in, this is the Raw Post Show where we recap everything that happens on WWE Monday Night Raw. So, we have back from break. There's no one here besides me. I'm all alone at the moment. John Cena was backstage, getting ready to compete, taping up his ankle, when Brad Maddox walked into to his locker room, and, well, Cena told Brad to do him a favor and, you know, basically book him in the handicap match, making it a six-man tag match. In this segment, we had one of those, well, Braden Walker references. Yes. When you get a Braden Walker reference on Monday Night Raw, it's kind of awesome. Just pointing those things out. So we had the Braden Walker reference, and now we get the six-man tag later on in the show. It will be John Cena teaming with the Team Hell No to take on the Shield later in the night. Then we should have now a Lindsay Ward on the program once again.
Sorry, my internet decided to, you know, the Shield came on and my internet fainted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas Matt said, you went to Bible study.
I went to Bible study, yeah. By the way, I'm just curious. I wonder if anybody has ever tried squeaky toys to stop the Shield, since they're the Hounds of Justice and everything. Squeaky toys, you know, rawhide bones, those kinds of things.
Those kind of things. So
somebody go to PetSmart!
Lindsay, you're going to see the Shield, so, you know, get yourself a squeaky toy.
Okay, I will.
So, yeah, as I was telling the people, Braden Walker reference on Raw.
Random Braden Walker reference on Raw.
Yep, Braden Walker. How about that? So any thoughts on the segment? No? John Cena and Brad Maddox, any thoughts?
Eh?
In the ring, we have Ricardo Rodriguez taking on Antonio Cesaro in another quality match.
This is a great match.
Again, you thought squash match time, but no, they gave it another long 13-14 minutes.
They did, and I'm with Matt. I hate to see Cesaro continue to lose, but if they keep giving him matches like this, it's not going to be too bad.
Right.
It's when they're squash matches. If he actually gets some really good offense in, which is what he did tonight, I'll take it.
We had an Ole chant as Del Rio wins the match via submission with the cross arm breaker. Del Rio played up the Ole chant and then announced at Extreme Rules. They will be crawling at Extreme Rules, but they will be climbing. Because at Extreme Rules for the World Heavyweight title, it will be a triple threat ladder match. Pretty cool. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, ladder match, alright. That's something to somewhat look forward to. That's in Ziggler's wheelhouse. He'll be able to bump around like a rubber ball for everybody, so...
All three of them have won Money in the Bank ladder matches, so that should make things interesting.
Yeah.
Up next, Fandango, with apparently now Summer Rae in his corner.
Well, I think they just didn't book a dancer for him because she was on the European tour, and it's, all right, well, we'll bring her in for Raw, and then she'll probably go back to NXT.
Well, they used her name, which I thought was interesting.
Nothing wrong with that.
So we had a dance-off, Great Khali versus Fandango. You had Natty dancing around Khali, and then you had Fandango dancing with Summer Rae. Matt, alright, I'll talk to you, Matt. We are a radio show.
Alright, Matt, it's going to be you and Rock in a dance-off.
No,
go.
No.
No?
No. No.
I'll judge.
No. This is a radio show. It's not... I don't know how we can do a dance-off on the radio.
That's why God invented webcams. We have Justin TV. We can play the video.
And I think everyone would love to see you in a dance contest.
No, you don't want to see me dance. I have the rhythm of a white girl.
So you do the Elaine Bennis with the thumbs?
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Shatter wants you to see you dance, so...
I'm dancing right now. This is what you're hearing me do.
She snaps her fingers. That's her dancing.
And I move my hands back and forth. That's my dance moves right there. Like I said, no rhythm whatsoever.
White girl rhythm, new hashtag. Matt wants his white back.
Okay, we'll get right on that, Matt.
Well, if Khali can win a dance off, anyone can. They want you to bust a move.
It's not Shorty L. Funk. It's DJ Tiny Talk. Get it right.
So, best part of this, JBL had up had a sign that had 10 on it and a thumbs down. Anyway, Khali won the dance off. Fandango attacked with the leg drop at the end. No, she likes DJ Tiny Tot better.
Yeah, it's DJ Tiny Tot.
Yeah, it was decided it's DJ Tiny Tot. Anyway, that was a segment. It was there. It was a dance off.
Hey, Gang Kittens, Tebow to Dallas, just you watch, because if he's going to Atlanta, he's going as a water boy.
Yeah. They did mention that Dallas is an established quarterback, and they could use him as a backup. Just pointing that out. Anyway, main event time. The Shield versus Kane, Daniel Bryan, and John Cena. John Cena, the Olympic sprinter, ran to the ring, sort of, kind of, tried. By the way, the official diagnosis they're saying is Achilles. There's a report that it's a badly bruised heel, which could lead to plantar fasciitis if it's not treated correctly, which is bad if you get that. So, John Cena sold his ankle throughout the match. We had a nice six-man tag team match. What do you think? Did she drop again, or is she muted?
No, I hit mute. You had a really nice match. I mean, you obviously, we were talking about this last night after WTR, where it's, okay, well, Cena's hurt. What are they going to do about the main event of Raw? Because it's John Cena versus and Ryback versus The Shield, and it got changed where they stuck Hell No in there, so Hell No could carry the match for Cena, which they did. Mm-hmm. And what I really liked is you had a really motivated Kane in this match. Mm-hmm. And he sold the anger really well, and he went after Ambrose. Poor Dean. He got his butt kicked tonight.
And it's not the first butt kicking he's going to probably get this week.
No, it's not. But it's like Dean and Kane were mostly in the ring.
Yes, the one good spot in the match was when Kane was like beating up on Dean, and then he looks over at the table. Ooh, table. Let's use table.
Yeah, and his eyes light up.
His eyes got big, lit up, ready to go. Sadly, the table did not get used in the match. And, in a weird turn of events, it was John Cena taking the fall after going for the AA on Seth Rollins, I believe it was, and then Roman Reigns came in with the spear and got the victory over John Cena.
No, King Kittens, Rollin was not the typical spot monkey. Taker was not there this week, so it was definitely more toned down than it was last week.
Yeah. But a really good match. Really good stuff. The Shield continues to win, which is always a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So, when we came on the air, you were kind of hesitant about the show. What didn't you like?
It had a lot of drag to it, and I know they're coming off of a two-week European tour, and everybody's just dead on their feet, but it was very lackluster. And it just, it's, they didn't put a lot of effort into it, and you can tell, because it's just like, again, everybody's tired, which is understandable, but it's just like, you could have at least had Triple H on.
It was missing a star.
It was missing, aside from Cena, you know, they really only had Cena, and Cena didn't do too much. They didn't have Kane and Bryan doing a lot. They didn't have Ryback doing a lot. It's like, for Lesnar and Hunter, they just did a video package. It's like, you know, Heyman wasn't there, Hunter wasn't there, we knew Brock wasn't going to be there, but it's like, it was very lacking.
It was noticeable there was a lack of star power on that show tonight.
And it didn't have the electricity.
No. But again, it is one of those shows where it's like they're coming off the tour, and it's like you're not expecting much.
No, I wasn't expecting much, but I was at least expecting, you know, because it's like, okay, well, what are they going to do, especially with the reports that John Cena is hurt that came out last night, or I'm sorry, that came out yesterday morning. It was technically night for me because I work nights. Anyway.
Logistics.
So it's like it's like, okay, well, what are they going to do? How is this going to play? How badly hurt is Cena? Apparently, it's at least significant enough to where he's not doing a lot in matches.
Yeah, he didn't do anything in this match.
He basically came in, hit his spots, took the pinfall, and then took his shoe off and gripped his ankle. So it's...
He's hurting, but you don't know how bad at this point.
Yeah, we don't know how bad it is, and they're obviously not going to tell us how bad it is. But yeah, it's enough where they're protecting Cena, and they're protecting Cena fairly heavily.
On the positive, it wasn't the worst Raw I've seen ever.
No, it was far from a bad Raw. It was just very lackluster. It's like you could tell that they had more time than they knew what to do with, because it's like the apparent, you know, shameless shilling for Domino's, where they're sitting there looking at the handmade pan pizza tracker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had a fill time tonight because they had 3 hours and a tired roster.
Right. So I just think they could have done it slightly different and used their star power a little bit better tonight, to where it's, you know, the matches were nice and long, which was good, but for the promo segments, they were just a little eh.
It was missing something, and, well, that happens from time to time.
Yeah, so it's... And I think it's just last week's Raw was so off the charts because of everybody that was there, that it's just like this week, it had a hard time to live up to it.
No, I did not figure out what member of the Shield was pocket-tweeting during the show. Because if you haven't noticed, the Shield was tweeting during the match.
Was it gibberish?
No, it was actual real tweets.
It's called somebody in WWE headquarters was tweeting. That's who it was, because it was not the Shield.
Nope.
They were a little busy.
They were busy.
It was Joey Styles.
Oh my god!
The secret fourth member of the Shield.
You heard it here first.
Rack exclusive right here.
On the post show.
On the post show. Hey, you know what? We host the Rack, so Rack exclusive.
Yeah, I know. So there we go. That's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Alex Riley, the secret member of the Shield. No. Oh, we should mention one other thing. Kofi Kingston, proud father.
Congratulations, Kofi.
First time in probably history they ever announced someone, a wrestler, having a kid on air.
No, they've done it. They've done it in the past, but they don't do it that often.
Just seemed weird.
Oh, he's a proud papa. He's proud that he's got a kid. Like, whenever Cena decides to reproduce his children, I'm sure we'll be plastered all over the television screen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. So, yeah, that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell. Let's plug some stuff. So plug our contest, Lindsay.
Once again, we are doing our caption contest. It runs until Thursday, so you have until Thursday to win. Showtime?
8 p.m. Eastern.
8 p.m. Eastern, okay. To get these entries in, go to rackradioshow.com, go to facebook.com/therack. WTR the Rack, sorry, I don't know our Facebook link. I just manage it. Sometimes, not really.
Slacker.
Anyway, slacker, yeah. Anyway, go to rackradioshow.com. Check out the picture on the website. And send us a funny caption to go with it. You can send it at media@wildtalkradio.com. Or what's the other address?
Contact@rackradioshow.com.
Contact@rackradioshow.com. And there's the song. You can also tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Linz Ward. You can send it on Facebook. You can do whatever. Just get it to us and get us your contact information, too. And when you caption this and you send it to us, you have a chance to win a copy of the brand new WWE Encyclopedia, the second edition of the book where it is updated and expanded. It's awesome. It's courtesy of DK Publishing and our fantastic guest this Thursday, Brian Shields.
So yes, enter, win, be your way free stuff. Enjoy.
Yes, we are the judges, so you have to make us laugh. For those of you that listen to us on a regular basis, you know our senses of humor.
So, you and, know.
Come on. Yeah, so, and for those of you that, you know, are slacking out there...
Matt Goldberg.
Matt Goldberg, if you want to win it, get on it.
Yep, there you go.
We're calling you out, Matt. We're calling you out.
Calling the police. Anyway.
King Kittens, thou shalt not use Sticky Pickle unless you know what the reference is for.
Yeah, you don't, and you probably don't. Because no one does, because it's something between me and...
Yeah.
Anyway, tomorrow night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern with Alan Logic. On the program, he'll be speaking with Vita Scott and Kevin Sullivan. Wednesday night, Cheap Heat Radio, 8:30 p.m. Eastern with Scott Barry and Matthew Fursina. Thursday night, Lindsay Ward and I host The Rag. As she said, Brian Shields will be on the show. We'll also cover Impact Wrestling. Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, we play Evil Apples to Apples. Yes, if you haven't been around before, Evil Apples to Apples, well, then you're going to want to be around. It's a lot of fun. We're going to play games, have some fun. 9 p.m. Eastern, Friday night in the Mason Place video games spot. Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio with myself, Ron Parks, and Subway. We talk about the weird, the wacky, the unusual. And on the, if you missed last week's program, well, it was Send Back Saturday. And we talked about the dude who wants to be the human tampon. So get your safe words ready for CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish, right here on the Law Talk Radio Network. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, we cover the week in pro wrestling. Monday, we'll be back for another edition of the Raw Post Show at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Lindsay?
You can follow me on Twitter, at LinsWard, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. Go to my DeviantArt, LinsWard.DeviantArt.com. Of course, visit CassidyRiley.net and go to SouthernWrestlingAllStars, I believe it is, .com for Cassidy's new promotion. They have their first show on May 10th, so check that out. And, of course, visit our sponsors and all the other fine stuff on this network.
With that being said, we're out of here. See you on Thursday for The Rock, live right here on the Wild Talk or Radio Network. Good night.
WildTalkRadio.com.